Hi, Coastie fam. Amy here. Welcome to The Activity Continues, a podcast where three soul friends talk about all things paranormal. Ghosts, hauntings, psychics, movies and TV shows, especially The Dead Files, and other spooky and spooky adjacent things as well. We also like to interview people in the paranormal community, as well as past Dead Files clients and other interesting people. Sometimes we even tell your stories. We hope you enjoy the show.
Hello. Welcome.
Hi, everyone. Thanks for joining us again. Feel free to change our... Oh, I'm supposed to change our ad lib here. Got it. Thank you all for joining us. And we're all excited to bring you a new and different episode today with a client interview. Today, we are going to be talking to Dead Files clients, Krista and Michelle. Their episode is called Deadly Force and originally aired October 3rd, 2019. And our episode covering their episode came out on April 4th. So just recently. So hopefully you have
2024.
had a chance to listen to it. We are recording on April 8th today.
Yep.
Amy, what might we be warning them all about today?
I'm so glad you asked. I have no idea. We do know that Krista had cancer as a child, and so that'll probably come up. But I would just suggest check in the show notes because we really don't know where this conversation may go. Hi, friends. Amy here. We did end up talking about a child ghost that had some disturbing mental images. So heads up on that.
Did you guys like my feel free to change your ad lib? Because yeah, I totally did that on purpose.
Oh,
did
you? It reminded me of Annie when Daddy Warbucks is doing the ad, the radio ad.
Oh, Daddy Warbucks, John Page. Probably 25 years.
No, I haven't seen
when I was
in
high school, I watched that movie every single day in study hall over and over and over again. Gotcha. And we always had to skip over The Sun Will Come Out Tomorrow because I hate that song. Oh.
Good to know.
I was obsessed with the play when I was a kid. So the Broadway play.
Mm. Oh, nice.
So I was a little too old by the time the movie came out. I mean, I still saw it, of course, because I loved it for so long.
Love Carol Burnett.
But
love,
yeah.
Tim Curry.
Yeah. Yeah. They were all great. I was just used to the Broadway
Who's
cast.
The other one? Bernadette.
Bernadette Peters.
Thank you.
Yep. Oh. She's good in everything. She's amazing. Yeah.
Yeah.
I figured I must have got you two on that one, though, because you both were like, oh, shoot, she said what she wasn't supposed to say.
Well, and then I was like, oh, we're all laughing when you started over. And so I was like, do you want to start over again? But then it seemed like you thought we should just keep it. So, yeah. Uh-huh.
We'll
just...
No, you can keep it in there. It was purposeful.
Okay, good.
Hello.
Hello.
Hello. Hello, everyone.
How are you all doing?
Fantastic.
Good.
Lovely, lovely. So glad you guys could join us. Thank you so much for taking the time.
Of course.
We really, really appreciate it.
We're super excited.
Yeah.
Good. Michelle, I just got those pictures you sent me via Facebook. I tried to send it to the other ladies and it wouldn't let me. They couldn't open it. So they haven't seen them yet. I have. We can still talk about all of
them. So freaking cute, aren't they?
Yes. Oh my God. There's a picture of Steve.
She didn't even
and
tell us
dog.
What they are. So.
No, she didn't.
No, because I thought they were going to be able to see them until we get
She's
on.
She's holding
and then,
her
and
cards
then like,
close to her chest.
Work.
She never tried to send them, actually.
Yeah.
Don't let her lie to you.
We were like, Amy, what are they? And she was like, you don't get to see him. And then she stuck her tongue out at us.
My eyes
really
only.
Rude.
I have that.
I thought we were past this from the last time this happened, but no.
Nope.
I am happy to Krista and I are both happy to share them with all of you. You just have to friend me on Facebook. It was just the easiest way for me to get them over to you as fast as possible. I mean, I could pull them up and we could share our screen, but
that's what I was trying to do. But I'm on my computer that I don't have all my apps on. I just use it for recording. And so I tried to open up my Facebook Messenger and it's like loading, loading, loading. And it's been doing that for 15 minutes now.
Her computer's from 2000.
Yeah, probably. I mean, the computer itself. Yeah. I mean, we put new parts in it, but yeah.
Sounds like an airplane when you turn it on. You duck because you think an airplane's taking off and you're like, oh, shit, it's just Amy's computer. Oh,
it's actually much better than my laptop. My laptop is so loud. That's part of why I don't record on it, because my laptop is so loud. It sounds like a jet engine in the background.
Oh, my. But this old clunker seems to be doing pretty well.
Krista, I think your hair is beautiful. And Michelle, I love your background.
Thank you.
Beautiful.
Cherry blossoms. I have them pulled up if you want to see them real quick.
Okay, let's do
it. Yes, please.
Here's where we looked at the photos. If you want to see them, either head over to the blog at theactivitycontinues.com or watch the video version of this episode, which is far more chaotic than the audio version. Good luck with that.
Let's see if I can do it the right way.
No, we don't do anything the right way.
No, we don't like to do things the right way.
Okay, let's see.
We like to do them the dumbest way possible.
This is behind the scenes.
Oh my gosh.
Happy. Oh, you were the nicest.
Who is that?
I don't remember his name.
It was George Zynga. It says it in the caption.
Oh yeah, okay.
George. He was the mic guy, wasn't he?
Yeah.
What's it called? The boom operator.
Mm-hmm. There's Steve with our golden Max.
Aww. Steve is such a dog guy. Oh my gosh, how sweet.
And that's the Spirit Mechanics crew. That was after they were here and everything was done. Awesome.
Good. Yeah. How fun.
Okay, so wait a second. Do you actually have a tiki bar in your backyard?
Yeah.
Oh my God. Mm-hmm. Goals.
Oh, that's me.
There's the big scene.
I love it.
Oh, Marley waiting for everyone to be over.
We didn't get to talk about the cookies.
Oh, well, on your, the one I sent her, wait, hold on. The one of,
it was there.
No, I sent her your post and you could really see the cookies. The cookies are like so important to see.
Eat me.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't know what you're talking about, but I agree.
There you go.
My gosh.
These are traditional Greek cookies that I shaped into D and F for dent filed. And then I did Amy and Steve. So I did A's and S's too.
Oh, you'll see the A's and S's there.
Yeah.
Oh, man. I would have had too much fun making words out of all those letters, especially A's and S's.
Yeah. Because weren't they here for, wasn't it the weekend at Greek Easter? And we had to like,
it may have been. Because it would have been, it would have been about the right time.
Yeah, I think it was. Okay. Anyway. Oh, and anyway, show and tell.
I love it.
That was awesome.
I love it. I'll be sure to put those in the video version.
Mm-hmm. Oh, sweet.
So people can see them.
Cool. Well, I see that you both have names after your names. Do you want to talk about what those are? I don't know how much clearer I could be with that statement.
They appear to be business names after your human names.
Nope, names after names. I'm sticking with it.
I'll go first because I have them both set up for us that way. It actually is just our default Zoom names. And yeah, they're our business names because we do a lot of different meetings, networking meetings, stuff like that. So Wicked Wisdom Consulting is my company. I'm an operations fractional COO and operations consultant. So I basically help online businesses run efficiently.
Awesome.
Yeah.
Is that what a fractional CEO, did you say?
Fractional CEO is basically just fancy. It's like basically a fancy way of saying part-time operations manager, director, chief operating officer. Yeah.
Got it. Okay. Mm-hmm. Sweet.
Hence why Moksha Grace runs so smoothly, because Krista is my COO and makes sure that I look good or the company looks good. So I do emotional liberation coaching for people that are struggling with their emotions, managing them versus them managing their emotions. And basically it's emotional alchemy. So that is what, which is also corporate's way. Well, corporate would call it emotional intelligence. Mm-hmm. I call it emotional alchemy, but same thing.
Sounds like more fun.
Yeah. Way more fun.
I just picture you like in a basement with like vials around you. Like, let's make happiness and sadness. What do we get?
That's an apothecary.
Yes, but I do have to work with some of that stuff, but we'll talk about that.
Yes, we will.
I have some skulls that look like that too. My stepmom made them out of resin.
Oh, cool.
I think I gave her the skull thing, actually. I gave her a bunch of stuff. It's like a mold, and it looks just like those.
Oh, very cool. Yeah, we're big on skulls. I've got skulls everywhere.
Oh, cool.
Got my sweet grass, and did my little scratching.
All right. Well, where should we begin?
Because they have parts of skulls, but they're antlers and stuff. I deer hunt. So.
Oh, nice. Okay, as long as you don't say goat hunt, we're okay.
No, my sister has goats.
As pets.
Yeah. They were, one was a, so we have Sylvester Stallone and Arnold Schwarzenegger. So Sylvester was brought to my sister's house as an anniversary present from their best man, who told the lady he bought him from that my sister had other hoofed animals. And she only had 5 acres and dogs and cats. So poor little Sylvester at 7 weeks old was by himself until my sister went and got Arnie, and Sylvester would sit there and go, "Mom,
Mom."
Oh, it was the most heart, like he said, "Mom." It was so heartbreaking.
Oh, but yeah.
They came out of, they were two male goats, no longer fully male. They are now about 250 pounds each.
Yeah,
they're big guys.
Oh, yeah. Ours are basically, they're dwarfs, so they're miniature. Mm-hmm. So it's actually really surprising how small they are. But yeah, ours started the same way, and he was so unhappy being alone, he escaped the first day.
Mm-hmm.
And that's where we really learned about goats. And then we got him a woman. And then a year later, we had 9.
Oh, my.
Yeah.
Now, please tell me you put pajamas on them.
No, they're all fixed now.
Good. Yeah.
I had babies, though. I don't think we did. We had to get heaters, though.
Oh, no. Yeah.
The
no
first
pajamas.
Year we had babies was the time in Florida where it decided we had an actual cold front that was actually cold.
Wow.
So we had to get full on heaters and stuff. But it's addicting to have baby goats, but
yeah.
Got to cut it off to the pocket.
And they reproduce like bunnies.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like bunnies.
Yeah.
So,
but they're so cute.
What kind of initially led you to contact the Dead Files? I mean, had the activity always been going on and it just kind of spiked, or did it come out of nowhere, or, you know, what led to that initial contact?
So we actually at our last property before this one had activity, and I wanted to reach out to, actually, I may have reached out to Ghost Hunters as well.
I know.
That was the rave at the time. And then I think toward the end of us living there, I wanted to reach out to Dead Files, but it really wasn't like not everyone in the family wanted to do it yet. We weren't all there yet. And then when we moved into this house and everything you heard about happened with my brother and everything, I was like, we have to do something. And I actually had a trap cam for hunting that I got years before. And I was like, you know, I'm going to set it up in the house and just see like what happened. And I caught stuff on the trap camera. And that's actually part of what I submitted with my application. Because I was like, you can clearly see stuff. And it's clearly not dust. So what are we dealing with here? And then slowly watching things sort of progress. Not drastically until the team came. But slowly progress over time. It became more and more evident that like we need to find out what's here.
Yeah.
And I'm sure you guys have searched online for like paranormal help. It's very hard to find someone that's like reputable and that you can trust when you're starting from zero.
Yeah.
So I was like, you know what? We've been watching Dead Files forever. Let me submit an application, see what happens. And the rest is history.
What was on the tape that you submitted?
If I remember correctly, they were different like orbs and shapes. And I believe it was my hallway, and I may have done our family room as well, but I know most of it was my hallway. And you could see stuff with it, and you could see a clear distinction between dust particles, bugs, because all of that, you know, like a little flying mosquito or whatever, but you could clearly see the difference. Mm-hmm. And that's why I was like, this isn't just dust, because when you only see dust, you go, well, maybe, but it all looks the same. But when there's a distinct difference, that's when you go, okay, something's different here. I got to look into this. And then that's what kind of clued me in on top of the activity.
Mm-hmm. What got me was the orbs that would come shooting out of the bed, my bed. Remember, and they would come out up from the bed. So,
would shoot in and then you'd see someone move or like touch their face or right wherever the orb was. And that, thank you for saying that, because that's a real kicker.
And the orbs that would go
would seem to always go through the one part of the wall in a bedroom. Like,
oh, I just got chilled.
Right? Like, it was a freaking highway
where there used to be a door that we closed.
Right. Yeah. Because we did a lot of work here. A lot of work.
Mm-hmm. And you're still in the house, right?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Nice.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. Wow. And I should note, too, that at our old house, I used to literally keep a composition notebook where I would write down all of the events and experiences that we had. And then I found it in this house when I was unpacking. I was like, oh, that's interesting. And I set it on a shelf. And then when we started having experiences here, I started adding to my little notebook to keep track of like what was going on, the voices, the things that we would see. So I have a whole notebook still of like all the experiences from the last 20 years of my life.
You should honestly try to like put that into cohesive stories and like try to publish it.
Write a book. Yeah.
That's a great idea.
Do you think I might have to do that? Any of those experiences or spirits that you had from the previous house came with you? Were you having any of the same aspects when you went through it again, or do you think that they were just two completely separate groups?
It's a great question.
I would say I think it's possible that maybe some of the entities carried over in the sense that they were our protectors and our guides and beings that should have been around us. But I also think that, and something that I don't think the show really touched on enough, is somehow our family, even my sister-in-law, we all have really pronounced gifts that we didn't really understand or even know about until the team came, that we were probably a lot more open than we realized, but then also didn't know about the gifts. So I think a lot of that was also just different entities over at that house, but most of what happened at our old house was very positive, and a lot of it was you would get a very nurturing energy with it, you know, an old woman sitting at the edge of the bed touching your shoulder, hearing, you know, a great grandmother's voice in your ear talking about the sauce that you're making, those kind of thing, where here it was much different as you saw on the show.
Mm-hmm. But I don't understand. There wasn't just this kind lady caressing your husband, Michelle?
Listen, I actually will admit that I reached out to Steve from Spirit Case. I was like, hey, if the name is brought up and we're on Zoom with them, are we okay? And just like I've shielded and we have enough protections layered on the place. So we're good. But yeah, so that was so weird and just so creepy and just felt like violation. It can still be
sure.
Like in the shower with my husband. And I remember him literally saying to me, babe, did you just like stick your hand in the shower? Like, because we have shower doors.
Mm-hmm.
He's like, were you messing with me? And I was like, no.
That feels like a creepy movie where you just see a hand start sliding in while the, like my while the person is in the water or not paying attention.
I'm like, yeah, okay, hon. And then he'd be like, something just grabbed my ankle. And I was like, it's whatever. Like, you know. Mm-hmm. But it was always, something.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's creepy.
Yeah, that was terrible. I did not like that.
When I saw the picture of her under my bed, I was like, are you, that makes so much sense.
That was the creepiest photo too. Like, and when Steve was talking, or not Steve, but Amy was talking about how she would like touch your husband, I was like, ew, gross. No, we do not.
And
do
what's
that.
Crazy is that their room always had, like, you didn't want, if the light was shut off and you were coming out of the room, like you wanted to run out because like it always felt like someone was chasing you or like someone was gonna grab you. Lo and behold,
about that.
They were
like, how when you're little and you turn the lights off at the bottom of the stairs and you run up because the monsters will 100% get you if you don't.
Yeah, yes, exactly.
We talked about that recently.
I think this was the last episode. I think we talked about that. In fact, that's on our bingo card.
A bingo card.
We have a bingo card.
I love
it. For like enough of the episodes that you start picking up like
common tropes
things.
And
yeah,
you know, things that are in their like dream home, and mm-hmm. someone's gonna die, and
yeah,
Steve, the marriage is gonna get split up. Was it the dog?
Was it the dog, Steve? All right,
for not for nothing, it really is my dream property, and not for nothing, we really. But what's so weird is how it all came to be that we're here, because I found the house. Like, we decided we were going to look for a house, and okay, fine, whatever. So he's out playing poker with the guys, and I'm like, you know, waiting up for him, and I'm just scrolling online all the different real estate, you know, the houses, and I came across this property, and I was like, well, that house is kind of dilapidated, but it's on an acre, and we can fix it up. And so I showed it to him when he got home, and he was like, well, I'll drive by tomorrow, because we were going to take, you know, because typically you downsize as your kids get older. We upsize because we consolidated everything.
My parents did too. Yeah.
Okay,
they
good.
Moved into a big house, and I'm like, really? You couldn't have lived in this when my brother and I were growing up?
Yeah.
We had to touch each other as we passed in the hall.
Yeah. Ew. We were in a 3-bedroom, 1-bath for 20 years.
Mm-hmm. How are you all still alive? Is what
the
I
bigger
need to
question
know.
Is how do we all still love being around each other so much to all live on the same
couch? It's because you were so stuck together. I understand that aspect. Yeah.
You're like, we've been this close for this long. Eh, just keep
it going. Exactly. But it was weird with the house, to my mom's point. Like, there were so many things, and it was seeming like we were going to get the house and property multiple times, and then something would happen where it just worked out that we moved here. And then when we moved in, there were just a lot of weird things about the property, whether it was things that we would find in the yard, or it was just all around. Like, there's just been so many synchronicities and just weird things that have happened that we definitely were meant to be here, whether it was because the property needed cleansing and we were the ones to facilitate that. Like, who knows what it is? But it was just, it's one of those things that, like, you know when you're meant to be somewhere, and that's how we feel about this property.
Yeah, like, I walked on it for the first time. Well, Michael walked on it the first time, and he was like, okay, you need to come and see it. And then I walked on, and I was like,
you're like, this is our house.
Yeah. This is our home. Like, this is it. So,
No, I love that. And I know we talked about, because dream home was brought up in your episode, and it's brought up so many times that it just starts to become one of those, like, are they telling people to say this is their dream home because it is difficult to move? And maybe it is part of that, because yours felt more like
genuine,
just part of the genuine spiel. But there's other ones that it's like, well, it's our
dream home.
It's our dream home.
Steve, did I say that right? But then it ends, they go, yeah, we're going to move.
And then they never do.
And then they don't.
Right. And then they don't follow any of the directions.
We're still looking for a chaos magician.
We decided to stay, and there's no more windows on our homes because of all the spirits, but we're fine.
It's fine.
We're fine.
Everything's fine.
Yeah, watching those episodes and listening to the people, or listening to Amy and them tell them, like, what to do, and then when they're like, I don't know. And
I know.
Are you freaking crazy?
Why did you call?
Why did you bring
them
in?
We always end up screaming at those.
Yeah.
We always end up screaming. Because we're like, why waste their they're wasting time, and they're taking it away from other people who are genuinely interested in getting help, Brittany.
Yeah.
We get really annoyed when that happens.
And there's definitely a few, like, the Brittany episode, which was from last season, we recorded.
I don't know if you watched it.
We didn't release that episode. It was the last episode. But there's been several that we've seen that are just like, this was a business, and you just wanted to get your business on the show. You just wanted, and then you find out that they've had ghost hunters or ghost adventures or other paranormal groups, or they entice paranormal groups to come and do investigations at their property.
Yeah,
heartbreaking.
Yes,
it's too bad, because there's plenty of people that really need help.
We
that
get
probably wrong. Got passed over.
Well, what did we find out that there's like 15? Some in Amy, you and I were looking at one that had like one season had like 15,000 applications or something like that.
Wow,
and they pick 13.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
I mean, we felt very lucky.
Yeah, lucky and honored
that they were coming. Like, it was, and to make it happen, I mean, you're talking four dogs at that time? Four dogs, three dogs,
three dogs, but one with a severe separation.
Oh, poor
I'm surprised
Popper.
Mine's not next to me right now.
A parrot, a cat, and the five of us all had, it sounds like a really funny joke, but we all had a parrot, three dogs, and five people walk into a hotel.
Yeah.
And the receptionist says, why the long face?
And I'm like, we've got to get home by, 7:30, 8 o'clock because the goat's got to get fed.
It's feeding time. You'll have a riot on your hands.
We got to go.
Just give the feed over to them so that they can just be like, hey, 7:30, you need to go and feed the critters.
And oh, Amy, no, if I you tried. Could just stop your walk for like 10 minutes and just feed.
She would probably be happy to do that.
So when they were like, when Amy was walking your house, how many nights did it take? Where did you guys, were you staying in a hotel or what kind of was the, how did that go?
We were there at the hotel just overnight. I forget what time we had to leave here.
It wasn't very, it really didn't take very long. And you can really tell Amy knows her stuff. Like for anyone who doubts it, she really genuinely knows what she's talking about. She really truly is gifted.
She is. It's every time. And we've been doing this now for 2 years and we've been watching the show for even longer. And like every time she does it, I still am like, holy crap.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Like she'll pull out the drawing and then Steve pulls out the picture and I'm like, it's almost like the artist drew from the picture. Like that's how similar some of them are. And
that's
like,
what my husband thinks is happening because he's
your husband's a silly goose. I'm sorry for the language, but
he's like, I can't believe you believe that. You really believe they don't talk to each other? Are you kidding me?
We call him skeptic, Greg.
We were here and. Mm-hmm. I truly believe they did not talk to each other.
You can tell him that. You can tell Greg, Gregory, I was there. He won't believe it. He'll say you're lying.
You know the certain ways that work really well. Duct tape.
We've tried it. I'm not allowed within their house anymore.
Oh my gosh.
That's not true. I would help you.
She would.
Funny. Except he makes my drinks, so
yeah, he's our bartender.
I'd cut him loose.
We cut him some slack.
See where it is.
Hey, you gotta keep your enemies close.
That's right.
Mm-hmm. Closer.
Sir. Yeah. Closer.
Got it.
So Krista, I know when you were on the show, you were talking about Reiki. Mm-hmm. Are you a master, a practitioner? What are the different levels, and how do you kind of train for that?
Yeah, so I'm technically a Reiki master, and I got trained in the original Gendai Reiki Ho, which is like the most traditional by the books, literally. You literally get manuals for each level. And I got into it because of just my history. I wanted to just dive into anything that I was called to that was related to like keeping optimum health. And we had gone to a Reiki session. I forgot who it was when, but we went and I just like instantly fell in love. And I was like, I need to do this. I need to become a Reiki master. So I did that when I was 18 or 19. And if I'm being honest with you, I don't really practice with it as much. I lean more into just the concept of energy healing in general, more of the natural, what every person is capable of doing. Just because it feels a little bit freer to me. Reiki. Not that it has restrictions or like puts you in a box because it doesn't. I don't want anyone to take it that way, but there are like certain things that you should or are supposed to do with it. And there's a little bit of like secretiveness with the really traditional one because they want to keep it pure, which I totally understand. But I just don't really resonate with that part of it as much. And for something like what we went through, it really wasn't going to do what we needed. And I knew that I wasn't going to be capable of doing what we needed because I was still learning and, so I did not feel up to the challenge.
Yeah.
How do you, do you just like Google, like, how do I be a Reiki or like how, what does that insist? Like you mentioned, manuals that you study, are there like classes you go to or do you just
It's like weekend workshops. And I happen to know, through the hospital that I was treated at, that I volunteered at, and that my mom worked at, we knew a few people who worked there who were familiar with Reiki and had there was a place not far from where we are, that every weekend they do Reiki circles where you can go and get either practice Reiki or receive Reiki. And I went to one of their circles first to kind of get a feel. And then I was like, oh my, the two ladies who ran it, I was like, I love them. Do you guys do classes? And she was like, yeah. So I did it relatively back to back with the classes, because really it's mostly about just getting the attunement, going through the manual, learning how things work. And it's really kind of a simple process. A lot of it is you have to put in the work to practice it and get familiar and you know, really hone in on the nuances of the practice. Like for me, whenever I do any sort of energy healing, I get hot. So I literally, you'll see me like, take my socks off, take my sweater off, like put my hair up, because I will literally turn red and get hot. Some people get freezing cold and their hands are like ice cold to the touch. So it's tuning into that and really honing in on like what your style is. What kind of language do you want to use with it? Because there's certain things that you can say to really like boost up the, you know, energy connection. But it's really more about you just being a catalyst for universal energy versus you doing the healing itself per se. Where just energy healing that like we're all capable of is more of a little bit more of us doing it, and using some of our innate abilities with it. Where Reiki is very much just like, I am open to allowing that universal energy to flow through me. So it's a little bit different, but very similar also.
All right. So cool. I'm going to add in that what Chris is not saying is that when she was younger, teenager, we would go to like a crystal shop, and this is when I was working in the hospital, and I'd gotten, you know, into some of, you know, looking at some of that. Yeah. I was dabbling. Sure. And we would go, we went to this one where this was a man, I think he was a medium, and we sat in the second row, and he had to stop what he was saying. And he was going through this whole story about himself, and he was reading people, and he had to stop in the middle of reading someone else and said, I am so sorry, but your light is blinding me about Krista.
Oh,
so that happened. And then we would go to the Reiki circles, and they would, you know, we didn't know anything about Reiki. It was in very beginning, and their hands, you know, you put your hands in, and they're like, we couldn't even get near, like Krista, like their hands had to be like out here. Like she's just so spiritually and divinely large.
Yeah.
It had a large presence
to me. And I don't even, it was just some random place, and she walked up to me. And this was actually a detriment. So if you are a healer, don't do this to people, because it's taken a lot of work to work through, and I'm still working on it. She walked up to me and was like, your heart is way too open. You need to close that down a bit, because I just, from here, I can tell already that you're way too open, and that's going to be harmful for you. So you need to learn to shut that down.
That's aggressive.
I was like 13 or 14, so I had no idea like what any of that meant.
Yeah.
Don't do that. That's terrible.
That's
terrible advice.
Yeah. Hi, little girl and stranger I've never met before. BT Dubs.
Shut your heart down.
Shut it down. Okay. Yeah. Shut it down.
That's awful.
You're here. I'm going to need you here.
Literally though, I'm so taken aback when she said that to me. But I mean, that was, and so that, you know, looking back, it's like, oh, now I get it why all these other things have happened. From that.
But maybe approach a child a little differently.
Yeah. Maybe don't say that.
Yeah. Make sure they're ready for that kind of information.
Hey. Yeah. That's heavy.
So you mentioned all your various abilities. What exactly are your, like, Michelle, I guess we could start with you. Whatever you want to share. Again, I forgot to say that in the beginning. Whatever you guys want to share. If you don't want to share something, let us know. It's fine.
Yeah. So I never realized that what I have or what I do was an ability. I never thought of it as a gift. I just thought of it as who I am. One, I've always been able to take really, this isn't a PG show, right? I've been able to take really shitty situations and turn them around and make them into something good, or see the good in them, or be able to then advocate for others in the same situation or going through the same situation. So hence alchemy, makes sense, right? And so the other thing is just being really intuitive. And what I've realized is I can talk to somebody and I can see them in their pure form with all the shit that's on top of them, you know, the limiting beliefs and the stories they tell themselves. Like I can truly get to the core and talk them through making decisions from that place, not their fear-based place. And so I've really been able to tap into that. And I've been working with the team, with Steve and the Spear Mechanics. I'm an alchemy apprentice under Steve. I have, dived into metaphysics and just really learning about how to figure this stuff out and doing the energy work, not realizing Krista's the Reiki master, but I can do some pretty cool stuff with energy that I never thought I could do, but then realized that I can do. I can walk into a room and if I'm in a not chaotic mood or a chaotic space, I can calm things, but I can also walk in and be the tornado and be the chaos. It just depends on what's needed. But it's been, even for me talking about it, I don't talk about it a lot. So it's kind of my debutante party here. Coming out a little and talking about it just because I have been doing a lot of work for like the last year and a half, 2 years with Steve. And we would not have met Steve if it hadn't been for this property, if it had not been for Dead Files, if it had not been for the creepy woman under the bed.
Yeah.
So are you guys thankful.
Oh, I'm so sorry.
No, go ahead.
Are you guys then like still in contact with Steve and Amy?
Not Steve and Amy.
Yeah. Different Steve.
Steve from, Steve.
Spirit Mechanics.
Oh, okay.
Spirit Mechanics.
Yeah. Got it.
Different. Ooh, by the way, we are interviewing next week.
Next week.
Next Monday.
You guys are going to love.
I can't wait. I don't even know who all is going to be there, but
I'm
really excited.
Yeah, unbelievable. Yeah. So Steve Smith and I have the same birthday too. So I joke with him and I tell him I'm his older sister, but it really feels like I'm his little sister. But I tell him that we're like birthday twins.
Yeah.
That's cute.
Yeah.
When's your birthday?
April 3rd. Wednesday.
Oh, happy belated birthday. Happy birthday, belated birthday.
This is my aunt. Yeah. Thank you. Oh, really?
Mm-hmm. Oh, that's nice.
Lots of fiery people are born on April 3rd.
Nice.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's Aries, right?
Yes.
Yes.
I'm Aries and Krista is Libra, which is why this
is. So are the three of us.
We're all
Libras. Unite.
Actually, I get to also claim Scorpio because I'm a cusp.
Okay.
21st.
Libra. Full Libra.
I'm a Scorpio Mars, which I read as like Scorpio Sun times 10 million. So,
yeah.
Nice. It's a fun article to read. But to answer your question, also on my end of gifts, well, I'll mention my dad's first. He is very much a channeler and intuitive knower. So he'll get, he'll literally channel guides and give you the craziest information that comes through. A few weeks later or gives you information of stuff that you needed to know. Yeah, it's really about he is still kind of refining that ability. But that's his. My brother is.
Your dad sounds like my dad a little bit.
Yeah.
Amy, imagine I have stories I haven't told you.
Oh, snap. Well, okay. And before you go into your brother, don't forget. And my husband can also, like, if you have a pain in your shoulder.
Oh, yeah.
He has this like intuitive sense where he can see. Mm-hmm. Colors as he's, kind of,
he'll literally press the spot and it'll pop.
Yeah. And he'll be able to follow the line, the orange or the red line down to where it actually is cause the root of the problem. And then he'll like push on it or do something and then everything will feel better. And you're like, how the hell did you know how to do that? And he's like, I have no idea.
Wow.
Just does.
It's really incredible.
Sometimes.
Yeah. Yes. Yes. Go ahead.
My dad doesn't do that part, but the story part is another.
Yeah. My brother is a very, very strong empath and he's still developing that as well. But he really, I mean, empath kind of gets thrown around a lot, but he truly like is the epitome of what an empath is. It can be very taxing. So it takes a lot of like grounding and everything that goes along with that. Which luckily my sister-in-law is an incredible grounding rod. She is unbelievable in that sense. And then for me, I also have the intuitive knowingness. I'll get a lot of downloads. I also have, premonition dreams. I can, interpret dreams, which goes along with tarot and that intuitive knowing. Like I'll just get information and download and then it'll be spot on exactly what it is. I can feel energy. And also to go along with like what the people in the past have said to me unasked for, I definitely, I need to work on this and I am working on it, but I tend to be a sponge. So like, for example, I've gone to a New Year energy clearing ceremony and I soaked up everybody's stuff that they were releasing and had to leave immediately. So in a way, you know, that's helpful for some people, but not so much for me. But I also can project energy. In the past, it's been entirely unintentional, to the point of like, you know, when you walk in a store and all of a sudden, like everyone moves in a different direction as you kind of thing. And there's a lot more that uncovers kind of like every day. There's definitely more that's untapped. My dad likes to say that, when I'm happy, the sun shines, and when I'm sad, it rains kind of thing.
Oh.
So that's going to be interesting to develop and really figure out what that means.
And if she gets angry, the internet goes down and lights flash. And
I have a little bit of PK stuff going on.
Oh, yeah. It sounds like
Oh,
it.
Yeah. Yeah.
Wow.
And Michael also can, Michael Anthony also, he picks up on things too, which is what happened when he was younger that I wasn't aware, we weren't aware of, as far as the voices, the talking, and it wasn't, you know, a mental thing. It was people talking to him, you know, things happening around him and just not understanding, you know, what that was or what that meant. I mean, I remember when he said, there's this little boy and he comes to play with me at night and he stands in my corner. And I was like, what? And I was like, okay, well, you know, I'm sure he's a very nice ghost like Casper. Yeah, I didn't know back then. You know, just like the little old lady that sat on Krista's bed and covered her with a blanket. I was like, that must have been my Yaya, my great grandmother. So I, you know, I didn't know. You don't know what you don't know. Mm-hmm. But you know what? I think the rule of thumb here is what everyone that's listening should always remember is if your kids are saying things like that, like, you know, don't take them to a therapist or anything. Just maybe just do some investigation.
Ask questions.
But also questions.
Don't always assume it's bad either. A lot of times, well, especially when it comes to paranormal, instantly go, oh, it's something bad. But living in our other house for 20 years, none of us really ever felt threatened. We got scared a few times because, you know, something unexpected was happening. But I mean, we would see beautiful light silhouettes of someone standing in a corner. You know, you'd hear someone's voice. And it is very possible that things can just be working out for you. And
oh, God.
And, you know.
I remember the guy in the overalls that walked past our window at the old house. And we were all like, what the hell was that? Like, I didn't even remember that until just now. But yeah, I remember that. That was very, it was like, I'm aging myself, but Captain Kangaroo used to have Mr. Blue Jeans or Green Jeans.
Mr. Green Jeans.
And I swear,
I had a crush on Mr. Green Jeans.
Yeah, I think I did too. And that's and that's what it reminded us of. Like, it was, oh, that was like Mr. Green Jeans. Like, interesting.
Okay. Did you ever figure out who it was?
No, there was nobody there. There was nobody out there. But
you never figured out like what his spirit was or who he was in life?
No, because we didn't investigate back then. Yeah, we were watching Zach at that time. So we thought we knew a lot. We would listen. we would.
We've all fallen in that trap.
We've all been there.
You know. Now, I do know, like at this house, I remember there were many times where we would hear the creaks and the knocks and we would test it. We'd be, you know, oh, if you're there, knock once. And the freaking thing would knock and we're like, oh shit. You know, and it's like, oh, okay, don't be like that. Please, God, don't be like Zach.
Don't. And then you're like, shit, we don't know what to do now. This is as far as we got in Ghost Adventures. Like,
okay, cool. If you're benevolent, knock once.
Okay. And don't ever invite anything in. Don't ever ask them to show you anything or do anything to you or take it from somebody else. Don't do that.
And if you find anything buried on the property, for the love of all things, cover it up. Do not open it. Because you're curious at what is underneath the sealed honey.
Is that a personal story?
Yeah, I feel like that's...
Yes, that's a personal anecdote.
Too specific to be just a plain wine.
We will just say that someone on the property, not on this show, happened to find a bottle of something and opened it because he was very curious.
We don't always know better until we know better.
Yep.
Right.
And then Krista did a lot of research and found what to say. And he remembered where he dug it up.
Well, no, the team helped us with that when they came.
Well, yeah, we thought we had taken care of it. And then we came and were like, you didn't do it completely.
That's the thing. If you don't know what you're doing and you try, and I mean, I don't know from personal, but from watching shows and talking to people, you kind of got to know what you're doing or could make things work.
Yeah.
Sometimes it's just, you know, it's not even that. Sometimes, yes, you can make it a lot worse. And then other times, your intention's in the right place. So it's like you put a Band-Aid on it, but the Band-Aid gets a lot of water damage and then loses some of its stickiness. And now the Band-Aid's ready to come off. And then when the Band-Aid comes off, not
be. At least it went with water damage on the Band-Aid. And
well, you know, I just wear it down.
I just think more of, my mom's a nurse, so I'm in the more of the like, okay, so you're using a Band-Aid or over an artery and it's just not working.
No, you're hemorrhaging out. Yeah, not good.
Skip the shopping struggle. Get curated outfits picked by stylists who know your taste.
Hey everyone, AP here, and really wanted to talk to you about Wantable, which I love because I hate going to the store to try clothes on. I don't like being in the dressing rooms, the lighting's always bad, the mirrors aren't great. I'd rather try things on in the comfort of my own home. So I use Wantable to treat myself. Go in and select a style edit, have them send that to me, get surprised by the different items that might be in there. Some are outside my comfort zone, but it's funny how when I try those on, they end up being some of my most favorite items. I have a handful of items in my wardrobe right now that I have worn several times in the last couple months, and they're going to get continued use. Highly recommend you check out Wantable.
Get $25 off your first order by going to theactivitycontinues.com/Wantable. Free shipping and returns. Wantable edits your style. If you're a regular listener, you know we love our three spirit drinks.
They are the non-alcoholic spirit drinks that are taking the world by storm.
Three Spirit is a range of three distinct drinks, each with its own unique flavor and effect.
The Livener is a refreshing and invigorating drink that is perfect for starting your day or night.
The Social Elixir is a smooth and sophisticated drink that's perfect for sharing with friends.
And the Nightcap is a calming and relaxing drink that's perfect for winding down before bed.
All three drinks are made with plant-based ingredients and are free from alcohol, gluten, and sugar. They're also vegan and ethically sourced.
So, whether you're looking for a delicious and refreshing drink to enjoy on its own, or a sophisticated non-alcoholic alternative to cocktails, Three Spirit is the perfect choice for you.
Try Three Spirit today and discover the difference. Visit us.threespiritdrinks.com and use the promo code THEACTIVITYCONTINUES for 15% off your entire order.
Cheers!
That was the best one yet.
So one question I thought of is that we ask most people that are on the show. If you're a regular listener, you know we love our three spirit drinks.
They are the non-alcoholic spirit drinks that are taking the world by storm.
Three Spirit is a range of three distinct drinks, each with its own unique flavor and effect.
The Livener is a refreshing and invigorating drink that is perfect for starting your day or night.
The Social Elixir is a smooth and sophisticated drink that's perfect for sharing with friends.
And the Nightcap is a calming and relaxing drink that's perfect for winding down before bed.
All three drinks are made with plant-based ingredients and are free from alcohol, gluten, and sugar. They're also vegan and ethically sourced.
So, whether you're looking for a delicious and refreshing drink to enjoy on its own, or a sophisticated non-alcoholic alternative to cocktails, Three Spirit is the perfect choice for you.
Try Three Spirit today and discover the difference. Visit us.threespiritdrinks.com and use the promo code THEACTIVITYCONTINUES for 15% off your entire order.
Cheers!
That one was the best one yet.
Is from the time that you sent in your request to the Dead Files, how long was it before they were at your house recording?
I don't even know if I remember that, but I don't think it was very long.
Okay. Because sometimes it's like 2 years.
No, it was not. It was pretty quick. And then even from the time the Dead Files crew left and the Spirit Mechanic were getting here, it was just a matter of coordinating travel plans. Like, it all happened very quickly.
Good.
Mm-hmm.
That's really great. Yeah, I think you were lucky that you got Spirit Mechanics, because I know that Amy has referred them before and they, you know, didn't make it in time or the mm-hmm. family gave up or something because they were so busy.
Yeah.
So I was lucky that you got to have them.
Yeah, they're amazing. Like they say, they don't get clients. They get family. Like, aww, they make you family. And that's
really sweet.
I mean, the aftercare still continues. Mm. He still checks in and he'll message me out of the blue, y'all good? Or Steve, y'all good? And it, and I'm like, how did you know? how did you know things were a little unsettled? There was a disturbance in the force.
Mm-hmm.
And they just, the aftercare, the before care. Because there was a little bit of a gap before they could get here. And mm-hmm. so they spent so much time with us on the phone, just really understanding what it was that was going on, what we needed, getting to know us.
What stuff we could put in place to help. Before
yes.
they could get there, which was crucial.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
There were some protections we absolutely had to put in Krista's room.
Yeah.
There were some things that we had to put in our bedroom.
Mm-hmm.
And when they came, they were ready to
nice.
Work. They That's brought
awesome.
What they needed.
Yeah.
I think they told us to accumulate a couple little things, but it wasn't much. I think we have something.
So since the kind of initial work with them, what's the activity level been like in your house?
I'll put it this way. The activity that is here has a completely different energetic resonance at complete opposite end of the spectrum. Everything that is here is light and of white light. And had pure intention. And we have made some friends with things that are here to
Good.
Also enhance the protection of the property as well, because the property itself is also a beacon to track things in. So not only do we have to continuously just kind of keep we've done cleanse regularly, freshen things up. But we have some friends that also keep an eye out for us.
Oh, nice.
That's
so nice. Sweet.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah.
And now we get to do the same. Not to that, like not to Spirit Mechanics, because I'm like, Steve, I think I have a referral for you. But for the little things, like if somebody is feeling off because they went to the Renaissance Festival or before they go to the Renaissance Festival.
They bought something while they were
And there. They bought something there, or they bought something from an antique store, or they, just like crazy stuff that people will buy and
think is really cool. And you're like, no.
Like a mirror?
Yes. I don't think anyone around us done that. Our freaking mirrors were full. That was one of the things that they had to do. Oh my God. Our
and the mirror placement too. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Did you have two mirrors facing each other?
In one of the rooms we did. Yeah, I can't remember which one.
I still do. It's in my bathroom. They're on the wall. They're part of the wall. It's like that when we moved in. And a friend of ours who's a medium,
who listens to the show.
Yeah, we were on a happy hour. She's one of our patrons. And we were on a Zoom happy hour. And she's like, I don't mean to freak you out, Amy, but behind you, there's steady stream of people walking out of your bathroom.
And I'd be like, fail for not freaking you out.
I was like, my husband just came down the stairs. Was it him? She's like, no, sorry.
No.
That's all. No. I'd be like, thanks, Zoe, but no, thank you. Please.
So now I have to smudge the mirrors, the corners of the mirrors, and say only good people or only good spirits are welcome here. All bad people must leave. And so I do that every 2 weeks. I do that.
Have you done a Zoom with her since that? Does she know if it's improved?
After I did all the cleaning, she had me clean like all the mirrors first and then do the
Windex
smudging thing with Windex.
Then
all the smudging and open the window and all that. And then she asked me to take a picture of it afterwards and show it to her. And I just did a video instead and I sent it to her and she's like, it looks great. Everything looks great.
That's wonderful.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I just want to make a note for any of your very aware viewers. My brother and sister-in-law did just walk by this window. That entity. So for anyone that's looking closely, there really were two people that just
walked by. Oh my God,
that's
notice.
Great. So, okay. That's so funny. I remember, so similar to your story, Amy, when the one person that contacted us from Spirit Mechanics the first time, Holly, I was in my office, which is a shed that's been built out like a she shed.
She shed?
Yeah, she said, and she like goes, excuse me. And she starts yelling and like, you need to back off and you need to, like, she went off. And I was like,
shut up, like, be quiet.
Yeah, shut up, be quiet. I'm not talking to you. And I was
into
like,
into your she shed?
I
That's
was
me
like,
talking my
what
dogs on a normal
the
basis.
Hell? And she was like, oh no, there's stuff around you and I needed to put them in their place. And I was like, okay, all right, sure. When how soon can you guys get here?
She wasn't and even there.
No, she went. Oh. We were on Zoom. And that's the thing. The Spirit Mechanics, they did so much work prior to getting here that they knew exactly what to expect when they got here. I mean, they had some surprises, but they had said, there's something about a brick wall, like a stone wall. And we're like, a stone wall? There's no stone wall. What are you talking about? When they got here, it was a wall of stones that bordered, a part of the property in the back. And that's where some of the work needed to be take place.
There was also a lot more here than even the show was able to cover. I mean, because Amy's here, for a brief amount of time, but the team being able to not only talk to us and be able to tune into the property and what was going on, but really spending the time, because they were here for a few days as well. But all of the time that they were able to spend here, they were really able to tune in to what exactly was happening and refine some of the findings. So like really get clear on what it was. Because the other thing about the paranormal is it can be very tricksy. Mm-hmm. And, present itself a certain way, and you don't necessarily know any different until you really dive in, grab it by the root, and then you realize, oh, it's that times 10. So it was even worse than we even knew, which is why they were like, no, you need to, the first conversation we had, they had us do stuff like immediately, because it was even worse than we anticipated.
Wow. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Wow. That was a question that I was going to ask, is if there was things that came through in the reveal that maybe didn't match the show quite well, or were talked about more in the reveal than were ever put in the show. So we've had, for example, one of our clients that we talked with, they in the reveal were trying to make a spirit of an old woman seem like a really bad person. And they're like, yeah, that wasn't her. There was another ghost, but they just, or another spirit. They just didn't talk about that other person. And so they tried to connect two pieces that didn't quite fit, which we all felt. And that spirit that they were talking about and trying to make her look like she was the bad guy, her living children were quite upset about the episode.
Oh, I'm sure.
Oh, gosh, that's rough. I don't think there was anything that there was any discrepancy so much as like what was in their room was more of a shapeshifter. And so it probably just showed itself how it wanted to be seen. But the reality of it was that it was actually affecting all of us very negatively and had the ability to shift and shape itself into what would be appealing to each of us. So that's kind of, you know, but everything else.
Well, it was also pretty, a succubus. I mean, let's just.
Well, I wasn't going to throw that word around, but yes, I mean,
which
fit the profile that they gave, though, when you think about, you know, the shower and the.
She got to go. I'm just saying. Yeah. But, you know.
So it was really more a matter of like.
She got to go.
Bitch, get out. That's my band.
That bitch has got. And what she was trying to do, I mean, you know, in your room, the one that they didn't talk about a lot, that there was a lot of activity because Michael would go out to a shop or, you know, have to check the water filter system or the sprinklers. Yes, my husband, Michael. Michael versus Michael Anthony. Whole story, but a different episode. So he would go in the back and he would feel like there was someone coming up on him, like, you know, like trying to get his face. And it and they talked about it and they talked to Michael about it back there. And I don't even know if some of that was in the episode, but not the extent of that conversation. But it was definitely whatever they, you know, the guy that committed suicide, what, like that all that we looked into it too. And we found it, you know, I mean, it did happen. Yeah. And I believe we found a picture or something.
We found something. Yeah.
Yeah. And we were like, oh, yeah, it does make sense.
Yeah. And Amy, you and I tried to look that one up.
So Dade and Broward County are very close together. You can drive maybe 3 miles and you're in Dade County. So if you, I think when I was watching the episode, I was like, wait, you guys are looking in the wrong place. Because he lived in Dade County, but the drive is not far. So if he wanted to get away, coming out, and back then, where we live was a bunch of cow pastures. And like, you couldn't drive out this far on certain roads when I was a kid, which is about when that happened. So, you know, so it was out there. It was
the thing, too, is again, our property is sort of like a beacon, and then all of us being here amplified it. So if there's anything roaming, it's going to try to find its way here.
Right.
Yeah.
So it's easy when it's like, wait a minute, I want to go hang out with these people.
Yeah.
They can see me.
Which is why we have the protections up that we do. And
And the team had sort of, you know, while they were here, they sort of trained us all a little bit on protecting ourselves and how to use our powers, what to look into to grow them. And, you know. And they're really accessible for questions, which is nice. So like, as things come up for me or any of us, we can reach out to them and say, hey, could you take a look at this? Or this is what I'm sensing. Am I on the money? Or, you know, where does that fall? And then they'll kind of give me some feedback. So that's nice too.
That's awesome that it's such a continuing relationship. It's not just transactional, like, okay, we're here. This is what you do. Okay, bye now. Like, that's really nice.
And I'm sure it has to do with, you know, both parties. So I'm sure you could have it be relatively transactional where they come in, do their thing, and then you're like, I don't want to dive into anything going on with me. I'm done. We're good. We're just going to live our life. But because all of us have that interest in it as well, I think that's helped facilitate that ongoing relationship.
I'm a firm believer about those connection points that you have with somebody. Like sometimes you meet somebody and you feel like you've known them for forever, or you're just like, oh, I can talk to you about stuff and you're not going to, well, maybe you'll judge me later, but you're not going to judge me in the moment kind of thing.
I judge you the way everybody should behind your back.
Exactly.
I do want to go back to one thing just because I'm the protector. I feel like I'm always the protector and nurturer. Mm-hmm. But as far as spirit mechanics and transactional, they will come and they will help you. They don't ask for anything other than travel because they need help to get there.
That's wonderful.
And that's that they're that's how real they are. And if you want to donate, then that money gets put aside for the next family that can't pay for their travel.
Oh, that's awesome.
That they still need to help. And that's when you know that you have real people. Like,
I was just going to say, that's how you know that they're genuine. They're not trying to scam you. They're not trying to make money off
Greg
of you.
To put that in
absolutely
his pipe.
Not.
Yeah, Greg, put that in your pipe and smoke it.
I'll tell him.
Yeah, and I think that's how real people, you know, that's how real teams function, I would hope. Mm-hmm. Go ahead, Kirsten. Yeah. Sorry.
I was just going to say, they also have, like, they have a whole website where they have, they sell different tarot cards and crystals, and they have classes and stuff. Mm-hmm. So if anyone is interested in supporting them and they don't have a house that's haunted that they need to look into, they
First
do
of all,
have
go
class.
Buy one.
Go buy a house. Can't block in.
Ask the realtor, is this haunted?
You don't have to think out haunted houses.
Play with a Ouija board.
Yeah, you don't have to do that.
Say that it's haunted.
Just play with a Ouija board willy-nilly.
Don't.
Your $12.99 demons.
Don't listen.
I know. Yeah, I'm teasing everybody.
Yeah, that's a joke, you guys. We do not condone playing with the no-no
board. We do not endorse Ouija boards in any way, shape, or form.
Yeah, they're bad. But even on there, they have Thursday Lives, and you can go on there and they'll answer questions. If you think you have a problem in your house, you ask them, you tell them the story, and they'll say, like, we'll contact you tomorrow. try this, but it's always the little things, but you know.
Yeah. I see a three-headed dog in my living room. Like, what do I do?
Don't try to sage it because that ain't going to work. It's just going to tick it off, okay?
Yeah, that was the greatest thing they ever think then to us. It was like, well, you know, we have sage, and Steve's like, yeah, sage isn't going to do much for this. You need to get black salt. You need to get sweetgrass. You need to get Palo Santo ASAP. And some other things that we'll talk about later.
You're way beyond sage. Yeah. You're like, sage won't just season your chicken with it.
We have an allergic reaction for it. It's just we're pissed off.
They're like, take it and make us the chicken dinner with some stuffing. And then when we get there, we'll talk about what you need to do because it's not sage.
Sage. Honestly, though, and it's so crazy because that's what most people think is the first line of defense. Mm-hmm. And the amount of conversations I've had, which is like, "Well, I'll get some sage," and I'm like, "No, let me send you some Palo Santo. Let me hook you up with some holy water, some sweet grass, some black water."
We'll... I got a connection. Yeah. I'm gonna hook you up with holy water. Yeah. Don't tell anybody where you got it from. Not on the up and up, but I'm gonna get you.
I was just gonna like pan over to my little area over here where I have all my smudging herbs.
Oh. I was gonna say the time we went to the Greek church and asked for holy water, and the priest was like, "Oh, holy water, what do you need that for?" We were like,
"You're like demons. Things.
Do you really?"
I was like, "I just need holy. Like, why do you have to know everything? Like, I'm not coming for confession. I just
if you just look over there
water.
Really quick, Krista, go get it."
I have a question about what's going on the walls, Krista. Can you just go into what is this, Krista? Go now. Can you just go tell me?
There's a bucket. You don't know that people were so crazy and held them holy water so dear. I mean,
it's
like,
just
they're like, here, fill out these three forms. I'm going to need two forms of ID and a blood sample to get this holy water.
I swear that's what it felt like.
Hi, Louie.
I was going to say, I thought I heard puppies. And do you still have a bird?
I hear a bird.
Yeah, my parrot is not mine. He usually spends the night in the she shed, but worse.
What kind of bird is it? Because I'm really scared of birds.
It's a mealy parrot, a mealy Amazon parrot. So he's bright green and his name is Booger. And he's hilarious, but so annoying. And I love him so dearly. But my goodness, is he not shut up?
Yeah.
Yeah. Their beaks are so sharp.
Yeah, I have a scar in my hand, but it's my fault, not his.
Right, but like they could take my finger off.
But that could be said about the goat, too. Like, the knucklehead sprained my ankle a year and a half ago. But again, my fault, not his.
Okay, but goats don't have a pointy beak.
They have they can have horns.
And yeah. His horn got caught on my foot and literally, like, he body slammed me.
So you're saying goats are horny, is like, what I'm hearing.
Well, yes. Yes. That's how we have nine in a year.
I'm sorry, Krista. I'm sorry. Right. It's too far.
Yeah.
I'll just stay inside with my cats.
And
wise choice.
Just
because I want to have some fun. So, like, yeah, let's play that carnival game. Like, how old do you think Krista is?
I love this.
Well, there was some jokes about it on the web.
We did. Yeah.
Oh my God, I was listening to that today and I'm like, oh my God, I hope Krista doesn't get offended because I'm like, she looks 12, Steve.
Just I know. They're like, Steve didn't even give the hanky to the 10-year-old. Hanky.
I know. I was very upset for you that he did not give you a hanky.
So was I, to be honest.
Mad.
Yeah.
I was like, Steven?
This is what I'm talking about with my energy, though. He probably felt my energy of, like, I very much, when I'm upset, I'm very much like, don't bother talk to me right now. Just let me, like, get it out. So it very well is probably that he got that from me and was like, yeah, I'm not gonna.
He did redeem himself in the reveal when he gave you the
hanky. After he threw her under the bus.
I was so mad at him, too.
Which part?
Oh, he was like, well, this is Krista, and she does
way over her head. And I'm like, Steven, don't be a dick.
There was a better way that you could have said that.
Oh, wait, what's so funny is Krista said the same thing, so she probably had said that to him. And that's
it very well could have been. No, because it's really hard to treat yourself. Like, I am terrible at reading tarot for myself because I get in my head about it. Mm-hmm. I would not have been able to do anything here.
I was like, Steven, she's 12. Be nice to her. Just kidding, okay. Krista. I'm just kidding.
Go ahead. Go ahead. But, yes.
Okay, so I'm going with you said you started Reiki when you were 18 or 19. When you were on the show was in 2019.
Uh-huh. I'm going to say 25.
I'm going to say like 29.
I say 25. Amy?
I was going to say like 25. So I'll just go 24 because...
Who's closest without going over?
Amy without the L is closest. Oh, wait, without going over. Well, I'm 28, but I'll be 29 in October.
Okay, but she did say, so I win. So I win.
We didn't say it was Price is Right rules, Megan, until after we guess.
I win.
You don't get to say it in your head and make billion it be
dollars.
Real.
Honestly, I am just touched that you all said over 20 because when I was like 18, someone in a CVS once was like, oh, are you having fun in middle school? And I was like, ma'am, I'm an adult. Oh, I just remembered too, you guys on the episode review, speaking of me.
We're just going to keep talking about you, Krista.
My favorite topic, me.
Really not, though. I do have to say that. No, but you guys were curious about my diagnosis, and you guys going back and forth about what it was. Yes. And I got to remember to talk about it, because I'm sure the viewers probably also were confused.
She's our new AP and yelling at us.
So neuro makes it very confusing. It was non-brain related at all. It was, I know.
Yay for you.
Can I tell you, they once printed it in a pamphlet for a children's hospital that it was a neuro cancer. And I was like, are you kidding me? Like, you didn't do your basic research. But anyway, I had a tumor on my adrenal gland. Good call, Amy. And then it spread into my right leg or across my abdomen into my right leg. And it was very aggressive, 3% chance of survival.
Yikes.
Well, we are so glad that you did survive. Yes. We are so, so
thank
glad.
You. Me
too. And we're best friends. You don't know that, but we are.
I was very impressed with the research that Amy without an L did because
AP.
AP. And the fact that, and the story that you shared about your friend. And so it was very touching. So
thank you. Yeah. That's going back to that logic side. Like, I have to be able to, like, I'm like, I know about this and it's not connected the way people think it's connected. And so,
yeah.
Cause neural, definitely gives you that brain or nervous system tie in.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Who are the blondies behind you, Michelle?
Okay, so this is Louis. He's the
Hi.
Newest.
I was going to say, is he under two?
He's a year old. Just turned one. Yes.
Uh-huh. What a good boy.
And he's scared of everything.
Aww.
Yes, he is. So cute. And he was so scared of balloons for my birthday that he fell in the pool and it was very...
Oh, poor baby.
He and Wesley could be best friends, but Wesley just barks at everything.
Yeah. No, he doesn't. He gets
scared. Louie just runs for cover.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And then, same. I'd walk fastly. I don't run, but I waddle.
I like that word, fastly. And then Max is 8 years old. He's a golden retriever that is 100 pounds.
Oh,
and
my God.
Louie's brother. So we half brother. So we can only imagine how big he's going to get. And not only did Steve from Dead Files fall in love with him, but Keith from Spirit Mechanics, fell in love with him. And I think they had communications because he told Keith, like, I like to be called a good boy. And he didn't tell him that we call him a good boy.
He is a good boy.
He
didn't just think he likes to be called a good boy. He said he incessantly just kept saying, I'm a good boy. I'm a good boy. I'm a good boy.
Oh. So he has golden retriever energy is what you're saying.
Yeah.
Being done from up.
So Keith has sent him a blanket because he had a friend that was a blanket and the dog, not Keith.
Well, Keith might too. You don't know his life. We're not judging. True.
No judgment.
And Max was, he would share his blanket, but his blanket was his girlfriend. And so it was kind of weird because he'd be like, here. And it would be like,
and you'd be like, up.
I don't want that.
It would be like, oh, yeah. Oh, no.
Ew, so
Keith sent him a new girlfriend and. Yeah.
How'd the old girlfriend take that? That can cause
you went
a lot
in the garbage. Is how she took it.
She went in the garbage because Max likes to tear apart his fabrics. He has to meet you at the door with dish towels. So that's Max. That's
good boy.
And the dog that that we talked about that would see things. That was Sophie, and Sophie was actually at our other house with us as well. And
she would see things there too.
Okay.
And so she would just stare and like follow.
So she passed 2 years ago in February, actually on Louie's birthday, a year later, later Louie's born. She was actually very often my gauge for if I was actually hearing or seeing something. Mm-hmm. One of the side effects of my treatment when I was younger was I have hearing loss. So there's certain frequencies I literally can't hear. Mm-hmm. And sometimes there'll be sounds that are like just on the cusp of me being able to hear them. So like I'll feel something and I'll be like, I think there might be a sound. And especially at the old house, but this one too, sometimes I would hear like this heavy breathing, but I couldn't really tell, like, am I just hearing something? And I would look to her and see like, how is she reacting? And she would perk up and start like looking and a few times start growling. So she was very gifted and she had like near death experiences and stuff herself.
Oh, wow.
Oh man. So Krista, when you were saying that she passed and then Louie was born a year later on the same day, do you think that some of his scared tendencies are part of her spirit coming back and being like, oh shit, I was here before. I know there's stuff here but I know they're going to take care of me, but I also know I got to take care of them and I'm a little scared to do it.
I'm going to say no. And here's why. Sophie was tough as nails. She was 1000% my protector. She was not scared of anything. And actually she has definitely entered my hound dog. Like a lot of her persona has taken over my hound dog. And it didn't take long after her passing for a lot of that to come out. And my hound dog, we rescued. And they did not really like each other when we first got her. And I mean, it was literally like a out of nowhere personality traits that were directly from Sophie. And there were even times after her passing. Oh, am I emotional?
Oh,
and Marley was literally not lay in the spot on my bed where Sophie would lay just randomly and some nights. And it would be the same night that like I would really feel her presence there. But now, I mean, that's one of the things, like I can feel her all the time and she definitely become one of my guys. Like if any of you are familiar with familiars, she was undoubtedly one of my familiars.
She is. then she definitely comes out in Marley, my hound dog.
But and
I don't see.
If you listen to any of our other episodes, you'll hear me talk about all of my dogs, but I fully believe all of that. So the one I picked up to show you, because he was whining, I could hear him over there. Like this weekend, he wouldn't let me out of his sight. He did not let me out of his sight all weekend. And when I was gone, even when I got home Saturday and everybody else was home, he was scream whining at the window because he could see me. And I was like, this isn't, you haven't done that before.
Yeah.
Like you've done it when nobody else is home, but you haven't done it when everybody else is home. So
That's how Sophie would marry. Like she had to be by my side. She would whine if she was not near me. If I was getting upset by something, she would rush over to me and sit as close as possible to me. She had to be touching me. And if I was crying, forget about it. She needed to be laying on top of me or be near me. She was like, you know, literally lick the tears off my face kind of connection. Like she was, there are no words for how remarkable that dog was, but she was so intuitive. And the thing that she would pick up on, like it was not normal, like just, a dog, you know, heard the house settling or whatever. Like she knew stuff when I knew stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. I love dogs. So,
They're just remarkable, aren't they?
I have a Velcro dog too. She's right here. Right.
Gracie.
Gracie.
Well, I like Velcro dogs.
They're the best.
I have cats. I like cats.
I recently fell in love with a cat who has just randomly showed up about 6 months ago, and now he's glued to my hip as well.
On the Hunter's Moon, which is his name.
His name is Hunter.
Oh. See, cats are good too.
They are amazing. Mm-hmm. And Louie is best friends with Hunter.
Oh, I love that.
So cute.
Best friends forever.
Yeah. It's adorable. But we had our neighbor's niece was going into like pet medium. You know, she was training or practicing. And so our neighbor was like, hey, do you mind if she practices on your animals? And we're like, no. And so she said, well, Max loves when dad shares his banana with him in the morning. She was in India. There's no way for her to know that.
Mm-hmm.
And Max says he's a good boy. He's a good boy.
Does she want to talk to my animals in practice too? Because
I can send you her name. She's absolutely amazing. She talked to us about Marley, but I don't remember too much about what she said about.
I believe it had to do with her being adopted, and she was really glad to be adopted.
Mm-hmm.
And it was right around the time where she was starting to really settle in, and she reflected on that.
Yeah, and with Sophie, it was.
Beautiful. I don't remember Sophie's part of it.
Yeah, she had some things to say about Sophie, but I don't remember all of it. I have it written down somewhere.
I don't think I want to know what John's cat Optimus has to say, because it's all going to be just terrible.
How do I take her out in her sleep?
Yeah, that's honestly like I'm waiting for her to die. He's such a dick cat. He's such a dick.
See, I know Heinz has been with me in previous lives, so we've got that. As you know, your Sophie probably was the same for you, Krista.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah.
They're a once in a lifetime kind of dog, even though you're going to have other dogs that give you that kind of stuff.
Yeah.
Yep. I know
just
exactly
a little differently.
What you mean.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Definitely.
Yeah.
Hmm.
And Megan's hoping Optimus Prime is a once in a lifetime kind of cat.
When he dies, my husband is going to need like hardcore therapy. Mm-hmm. Like he will not be okay after that cat dies. If there's a fire and John, my husband, had to save our son or Optimus, I honest to God think it'd be a struggle for him. I think he'd be like, we can have another son, but I just
now Megan, you just have to have a plan. You grab your son.
I was gonna say that.
I will. But if I'm like away from the house or something, John will be like, I don't fucking know what to do. Just come up.
He'll tell the son. Help me find the cat.
Yes,
and I'll bring you out too.
Yes.
Yeah.
He'll be like, your reward is life for finding my cat.
Oh my God.
Yeah. You think I exaggerate.
No.
No, I believe you.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I get
it's
it.
It's fine. Nothing I'm like not bitter. It's fine.
No, yeah.
Is there anything else that you want us to know about your anything?
Any behind the scenes stuff you want to share
favorite
about
color?
creamy or
what
steamy,
do you like to
or...
eat? Yeah. I like enchiladas.
I'm very, very sad to see that the show has come to an end. I'm very sad that that Amy wasn't a part of it at the end. Mm-hmm. But I totally understand.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That she needed a break.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And she needed some time away, because the things that she sees, absorbs for those shows, and I can only imagine. The crew, I cannot speak highly enough of how freaking amazing and fun and respectful.
Yeah.
I mean, yeah, sometimes I'll still find a piece of like black tape somewhere and I just like laugh it off because I think it's so funny. Cause I'm like, oh, I've
left some of it up because I'm like, yeah, you know what? I don't want to see that logo. You're right. Or I don't want to see that light. Keep that tape up.
They introduced us to the slidey light fixture thingies. They left one and we were like, okay, yeah, we'll keep it. You plug your lamp into it and it turns your lamp into one of those like
a dimmer.
Yes, a dimmer switch. Thank you. Oh my God, I breathe.
Words are hard sometimes.
Yes, words are hard. And what was the other thing? There was something else that they left and we had to contact them like the next day because we knew that one of
it was like a piece of the audio that must have fallen behind something.
Was it Amy?
Yeah, town, so they want to get it back.
No, it was one of the young guys.
You just find Amy sitting in her living room going,
can you imagine? could you imagine? Oh, Amy's here. And I didn't know she was Greek and she was here. And so that was nice.
Oh, that's cool.
Oh, with the Greek cookies.
I was blacked out for some of this because you're saying things and I have no recollection.
Me too, Krista. Me too.
I mean, yeah, I don't remember any of it either.
We met her dad. Do you remember that? Dad? Amy's dad was here. For the reveal.
This is the effect that the things were having on me. I don't remember any of this.
Wow. Yeah. This is like, was I there? Do you remember?
The exterminators.
Oh my God, that was so funny.
The very nice guys in the street.
Yes.
Prophet showed up. That was hysterical.
Kevin and Isaac were their names.
And they're like, yeah. Yeah. So I don't think that the animals you think are making those noises in the house.
When we saw that part about the mouse too.
I was like, monkeys are in pulling out them at night. What are
yes,
you talking
dog
about?
Once if you're good. But anyway, mice are not going to do
if
that.
If you
either.
Need help,
yeah. I'm like, don't insult my father that way. He keeps a tight ship in our house. All right, yes. There's some rodents in our roof.
Right.
Relax.
Steve's like, it's not the rats. I'm like, just like it's not the rats, Steve. It's not the dogs.
Not the dogs.
It's never an animal.
It's never the dogs, Steve.
It might be the swamp rats out of Princess Bride.
Rodents of unusual size.
Well, I was just going to say, there were no alligators here either. Just saying.
There's not one hiding in your pool?
No, and they did not take
the... They go to the tiki bar.
The airboat. There was not an airboat on our property. That is way out in the Everglades.
I just wanted to ride it.
But what's really cool is when we actually had Steve and his wife come down. Steve Smith and his wife. We had them come visit and we actually took them on an airboat ride. And it was the first time my husband and I had been on an airboat ride and we're natives. Mm-hmm. We had never been on a stupid, but we were like, if they did it, why shouldn't we? We should play.
Was it fun?
Yes, it was so cool. Except we did not see one alligator.
I was just going to ask Michelle. It's like, you knew.
But here's the thing. What was so funny is my husband was like telling the rest of the, it was a big boat and it wasn't like the one that Steve Deshavi was on. It was a big boat and there's other people on it. And my husband's telling them like what the bird is and what the trees are and like all this. And then we get back to the dock and I'm like, there's an alligator. And it was
your husband sounds like he has golden retriever energy too.
Well, hound dog.
No, he was just excited to say, like, oh, I know what all this stuff is because I do the same thing. I was at the state fair and people were looking at fish and they're like, that's a such and such. I'm like, no, that's a smallmouth bass. That's a largemouth bass. That's a walleye. Yes. That's a perch.
Yes, exactly. Yeah, and they were asking questions. Yeah. Go ahead.
Yeah, he's the type where, like, you walk through, like, natural gardens or, like, there and stuff, and he tells you what the native plants are, so you don't even need to look at the little, like,
your plant. Dad and I are but friends.
He's just, but that's, I mean, that's part of his gift, too, because even if he doesn't know something, it'll just pop in his head, and he'll go, oh, that's what that is.
Oh, wow.
And it's his business, you know. He's a landscape contractor, I mean, you know.
Okay.
You gotta know some things.
You gotta know some plants.
But when we got back to the dock, and I was like, the alligator's right here, people. And I didn't tell anybody until after I got off the boat, took a picture. And then I was like, hey, everybody, there's a gator right here.
Oh, my God. I would be scared shitless if I saw an alligator. I'd be like, I'm going to
die.
They're
amazing. They're amazing. They're amazing.
View them from afar because they're big. Listen, I can't watch the dead fowls at night. Okay. I have to watch.
Oh, I can't either.
Thank you, Krista.
It has to be daylight.
Yeah. Noon on a
Anything
Tuesday.
Anything that's done spooky vibe, I can't do at night.
I love
Noon on a Tuesday. And then even then, sometimes I have to pause it. And I text Amy about it.
What was the movie that we watched? And then I was like, oh, yeah, no, I'm done. It wasn't Exorcist. We finally watched The Exorcist.
No.
That's
scary.
I will never watch that.
Was it like the Annabelle, the one with the Annabelle thing?
Oh, the Conjuring
doll? A damn doll.
Yeah, I hate dolls.
Fucking doll.
I didn't watch it. I liked Halloween. You know, it stays pretty much off the radar. It's mostly jump scares. They like that.
Yeah.
Oh, I just thought of something interesting, you guys.
Tell us.
One of the other things with me that it wasn't relevant to the story. So I don't know if Amy picked it up and didn't mention it, whatever. But one of the other things that actually was taken care of before the team even had to get here was there was a child hanging on to me that I had picked up while volunteering at the hospital or just going back. I used to do a lot of work there. And it was literally a child who was, the way that it was described was really sort of upsetting. But it was basically like it was disfigured and disformed. Like it was like partially in, partially out, but it was hanging on to me. And I literally, I remember
like
telling
you,
yeah, it was literally hanging on because I always felt like there was this pressure on my shoulder weighing me down.
Oh, my gosh.
And yeah, there was a little kid that was hanging on to me that I had accidentally picked up. And it wasn't malicious.
Right.
At some point when I was walking through the hospital, she found me as a safe person and latched on to me and then just never let go. I have no idea how long it was attached to me either.
Yeah,
I don't know.
So you just gotta be like Jack. I'll never let go. Whoops.
Well, and so I remember. Oh, now it's coming back to me. We had to do some sort of thing where we helped it move on because it needed help transitioning, kind of thing.
I'm sure it was just the child was just kind of confused and didn't know what was going on.
He or she just wanted to move on.
Yeah, and it just felt safe around.
Yeah,
which
well,
I mean,
you had all sorts of pets to play with.
Yeah, you had birds, cats, goats.
True. Oh, yeah. I'm sure I don't know. I keep saying he. So
then it must go with a he.
I feel like it was a he, too. I don't know why, but I seem to feel like it was a he.
Yeah, so.
But it was interesting, the whole detachments and all that stuff. Then,
yeah.
It was.
That's really neat.
Intense.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. The one thing that I would also, the last thing that I'd like to share with people is just, if you are experiencing things and you don't know where to start or you talk to people and you don't know if they're legit, genuinely reach out to Spirit Mechanics because they'll, even if it's just the conversation where they can tell you, yeah, that person's full of shit or, well, no, it sounds like they know what they're talking about. Yeah, go, you know, they're probably someone that would be good to trust or they'll say, you know, we can come down and take a look, but they really are. I mean, my mom's already said it, but cannot stress enough how wonderful they are. Follow their pages if you want to support them and keep up with, like, they truly are so knowledgeable. And even just passively looking at their content, you'll learn stuff and just, can't speak highly enough about them.
That's great.
Awesome.
And we're interviewing them next week, too. Yep. So if everybody listens, you can listen to them.
Yeah, and you can't just become a mechanic. You have to work your butt off, and mm-hmm. then you have to become an honorary and a trainee, and I haven't even gotten to that.
But that is something to mention too, and they are happy to have people in different states, so you enjoy helping people, and something that you want to pursue. Yeah. They'll work with you and help you learn your abilities so that you're able to be their, Florida representative, Tennessee That's representative, awesome. Whatever state it is. Yeah.
Oh, I love that. That's great.
Yeah. They really do, are.
Tarot readings and stuff on Thursday. They can put your name in and stuff.
Oh,
yeah.
You're awesome. That's fun.
Mm-hmm.
Wow. Yeah.
Well.
All right. Well, yeah, we've been kept you quite a while here. This has been delightful.
It's been so fun. Thank you so much.
Yes. Welcome. You're welcome. Thank you for having us.
We appreciate you taking the time to meet with us. We've really, really enjoyed talking to you. Mm-hmm. It's just been delightful. It's been wonderful.
Thank you. Yeah. Thank you. Thanks for having us. Yeah. And thanks for doing your research.
That too.
And I will say it was super, super fun to actually watch the episode through your guys' eyes, because my mother still hasn't even watched the episode. So just back to watch you guys react, and then it was some of the same react. So it was fun. It was. Thank you.
Good. Hey, we didn't make a complete fool of ourselves, you guys.
This time.
Not this time.
Sorry, I called you 12 years old.
It's okay. It's all good. Water and bridge.
You take it, because then you get to be the only person carded when you're almost 40, when you're sitting down with your younger siblings.
Yeah. All right.
All right. Thank you so much.
Thank
again.
You so much.
Thank you Absolutely. Very much. Have fun with it.
Have a wonderful night. Stay away from the gators.
Yeah, we'll do our best.
All right. Bye.
Bye. Bye.
Next week, we will be talking to, drumroll please, Spirit Mechanics.
If you didn't listen to us say that 17 times in the
who are we interviewing next week?
Spirit Mechanics, I think that's the...
Is that how it's pronounced? Okay.
Spirit. Different than Spirit Halloween. Spirit Mechanics.
Definitely.
This is the paranormal group that Amy Allen works with, and we cannot wait to hear more about what they do, their stories, pretty much anything they want to tell us, especially those who have worked with Dead Files clients, including Krista and Michelle, who we just spoke to. So we were excited to speak to them before speaking with Krista and Michelle, but even more so now, I think we just can't wait.
Yeah.
So we hope you enjoyed our conversation with Krista and Michelle, and we will see you all next week. Mm-hmm. Thank you.
Bye. Bye.
I am pooped.
Thank you for listening to the Activity Continues podcast. We really appreciate you giving us your ears for a bit. Please reach out if you have a spooky story you'd like us to share on the show. We can be reached at theactivitycontinues@gmail.com or through our website or any of our socials. Links are all in the description of the show. Please feel free to drop us a note and say hi. And join us next time when the activity continues. The Activity Continues is produced by me, Amy, at Collected Sounds Media, and is part of the independent Collected Sounds Podcast Network. We are also proud members of the Boo Pod Network of super cool podcasts.
Nailed it.
This is just a disclaimer and sort of warning about this podcast. The Activity Continues podcast is in no way affiliated with the Dead Files, its production company, or any of its distributors. We are simply fans that love the show and love to talk about it and dissect it and, yes, make fun of it. But we do love it. And all of the opinions expressed herein are ours alone and have nothing to do with the Dead Files or any of its cast, crew, production, or distributors. And we swear. Enjoy.